Cup football.
Kim, round of 16 action is continuing at the Women's World Cup football tournament in Canada. There are two matches later Monday night. In the first game, the Grasshoppers of Norway, the 1995 world champions, go against the three Lionesses of England, who have reached the World Cup quarterfinals three times, but have not gotten past that stage. The Norway-England game is in Ottawa, Canada, and that will be followed by a match between Las Cafeteras, or the Coffee Growers of Colombia, and the two-time world champion United States in Edmonton, Canada. The final round of 16 match will be played Tuesday in Vancouver, Canada, where the Netherlands plays reigning world champion Japan. Australia, China, France, Germany, and host Canada advanced to the quarterfinals over the weekend. The Chinese women eliminated Cameroon 1-0 in Edmonton on a goal by Wang Shan-Shan in the 12th minute. It was a heartbreaking loss for the indomitable Lionesses of Cameroon, who were making their World Cup debut. Many Cameroonian players remained on the pitch crying after the final whistle. Let's try and wipe away a few of those tears now by giving the Cameroonian ladies a sunny side of sports salute for making it to the round of 16 in their maiden World Cup appearance. Cameroon was the top performing African team in Canada. Nigeria and World Cup debutant Ivory Coast did not get out of the group stage. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, joins us now with a look back at the performances of the three African teams.
Good evening, Africa. All the three African representatives, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria, have now been eliminated from the ongoing 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. Cameroon, a debutant at the tournament, lost 1-0 to China on Saturday to become the last of the African teams to be eliminated. Ivory Coast, also making its first appearance at the tournament, and Nigeria, the highest-ranked African team at the competition, did not even advance beyond the first round. For Nigeria, which has featured in all editions of the four-yearly Women's World Cup, this marks the fourth consecutive time that the country's national women's team, the Super Falcons, has failed to advance beyond the first round. Meanwhile, Cameroon coach Ino Ngachu has blamed the lack of funding and preparation for the poor performance of the African teams at the FIFA Women's World Cup. We need to develop women's football in Africa. We need good organization. We also need to create as many clubs as possible. If we could have sponsorship, it would be good, Ngachu says. Cameroon becomes just the second nation from Africa to make it out of the group stages at the Women's World Cup after Nigeria in 1999. Cameroon lost to reigning champion Japan 1-0 in their group matches, but went on to beat Ecuador 6-0 and Switzerland 2-1. Turning to another FIFA tournament, the Under-20 World Cup, Serbia pulled off a historic 2-1 win in extra time to beat heavily favored Brazil in the final in Auckland, New Zealand on Saturday. The scores were locked at 1-1 at the end of regulation play, but Nemanja Maksimovic put away the winner with 2 minutes remaining in extra time. Maksimovic had earlier set up Serbia's opening goal in the 70th minute, but they had little time to celebrate the goal as Brazil struck back almost immediately with a brilliant solo effort by Andreas Pereira. The World Cup win is Serbia's first title as an independent nation. Meanwhile, Africa did not return empty-handed from the tournament. Mali beat Senegal 3-1 to clinch third place on Saturday, with midfielder Adama Traoré scoring two of Mali's goals. Incidentally, it was Senegal that opened scoring in the 64th minute. Senegal defender Moussa Ba was sent off in the final minute of the first half after bagging his second yellow card. In a related development, Traoré was awarded the Golden Ball as player of the tournament at the Under-20 World Cup. Traoré, who is based in France, joins some of football's most famous names in winning the award. Juventus star Paul Pogba won it in 2013, Lionel Messi won in 2005, and Diego Maradona in 1979. Away from the FIFA Under-20 World Cup, Ricardo Manetti quit as coach of Namibia on Thursday, just 19 days after guiding the country to its greatest football achievement. Last month, The brave warriors of Namibia defeated the Mambas of Mozambique 2-0 to win the 2015 COSAFA Cup for Southern Africa. Manetti will be replaced by former Brave Warriors goalkeeper Ronnie Canadello, who has been assistant coach for 2 years. The coach gave no reason for quitting, merely saying it is based on personal reasons. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. I'll have more African football news, but first, U.S. Open Golf. The 115th U.S. Open finished with a bang on Sunday as American Jordan Spieth, who won the Masters in April, took home his second major trophy of the year. It was a very tight race at the top of the leaderboard, with five different players finishing within two strokes of Spieth's winning score of 5 under par, including two of the 9 South Africans who competed at Chambers Bay. Louis Oosthuizen, who hails from the western province of South Africa, scored 5 birdies on his final 6 holes to finish at 4 under, tied for second place. Brandon Grace, who is also from South Africa, was in contention for most of the final round before a double bogey on the 16th hole dropped him out of a tie for first, and he couldn't recover as he finished tied for third at 3 under. American Dustin Johnson had a chance to win on the 18th hole, but he 3-putted to fall into a tie for second with Oosthuizen. After his win, Spieth spoke about the atmosphere at Chambers Bay and the upcoming Open Championship.
I think it'll be a little crazy. This one was already, I could certainly feel some of the hype. I think you added on a whole new level on what it'll be around, especially being at the home of golf at St. Andrews and, you know, Rory being the defending champ and having the other two majors, having two people own the 4 majors and going in there looking for the third leg. It's going to be a really exciting week.
Let's hope it's as exciting as this last week was. Lots of excitement at Chambers Bay. Spieth will challenge defending champ Rory McIlroy for the Open Championship, also known as the British Open, from the 16th to the 19th of July in St. Andrews, Scotland. More African football news now. Morocco and Mauritania were among the winners over the weekend in qualifying matches for the 2016 African Nations Championship in Rwanda. Our VOA football fans will remember, unlike the Africa Cup of Nations, the competing national teams in this tournament must be composed of players playing in their domestic league. For example, a Rwandan player is only eligible to play for the Rwanda national team if he's playing for a Rwandan club. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma joins us now with the weekend qualifying results.
Mauritania edged Sierra Leone 2-1. Morocco beat defending champions Libya 3-0 in 2016 Orange African Nations Championship qualifiers on Sunday night. Djibouti and Burundi drew 1-1. Ethiopia beat Kenya 2-0. Lesotho and Botswana drew 0-0. Namibia edged Zambia 2-1. Zimbabwe beat Comoro Islands 2-0 as Swaziland and Angola drew 2-2. Early on Saturday, South Africa outplayed Mauritius 3-0. Guinea-Bissau and Mali drew 1-1. Mozambique overpowered Seychelles 5-1. Uganda beat Tanzania 3-0. Senegal beat Gambia 3-1, while Libya pipped Tunisia 1-0 on Friday. Today, Monday, Guinea play Liberia. In volleyball, defending champions Kenya beat Algeria 25-17, 25-21, and 25-20 to retain the Africa Women's Nations Volleyball Championship title in Nairobi, Kenya on Saturday. Earlier on, Cameroon edged Senegal 25-19, 23-25, 14-25, 25-13, and 17-15 to clinch the bronze medal. Tunisia is fifth, followed by Morocco, Mauritius, and Botswana. Consequently, Kenya and Algeria will represent Africa at the World Women's Volleyball Championships. In athletics, Kenyan Mary Keitany clocked 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 38 seconds to win the women's race at the Matonik Olomouc Half Marathon in the Czech Republic on Saturday. Her winning time is a new course record and the fourth quickest time in the world this year. Little-known Kenyan Josphat Kiptis won the men's event in 1 hour and 21 seconds.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Keep on the sunny side, sports fans, and follow the sunny side of sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Send me your tweets. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
All right. Thank you, Sunny. And listen to the sunny side of sports Monday through Friday at 1631.